Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, and if you are new to what I do, I talk about everything from spiritual processes, personal development, to technology topics like blockchain, crypto, counter quantum, counter AI, two halves of my being that I love to bring to you that maybe they will help you. So today, what I want to talk about is how we tend to wait for motivation in order to do something, and therefore we don't ever do it. And that motivation is really actually not important, and it is the fourth step of a process that actually begins with discipline. And I want to talk about what discipline is and how to cultivate it, because the good news is discipline, which is step one, and without it, you will not flow into the rest of getting anything done. Discipline is just a muscle. You can develop it. You can become a more disciplined person, even if you're not right now. And however disciplined you are right now, you can become even more disciplined. So this is a skill you can actually develop. You just have to practice it. And the more you act in a disciplined way, the more disciplined you will become. So that's the good news. So no matter what area of your life you're talking about, whether it's your exercise routine, your personal relationships, your business or career, things that would forward your business or career, or anything else, it doesn't matter. Progress is achieved through action. But action doesn't happen by itself. You have to take action. And to take consistent action, which gives you progress on anything you could want progress on, you've got to have discipline. What is discipline? Well, discipline is not only step one, it's really the only step, because if you are disciplined, you will take the action. If you take the action, you will get results. When you get results, you will feel motivated. And I know I'm not the first person to say this, so I just want to put this topic out here today to reaffirm for everybody. It truly is this way. Discipline is the art of making yourself do the thing regardless of the fact that you don't want to do the thing. Right? If you wanted to do the thing, you wouldn't need discipline. So you end up with this argument in your head, right? And I ran into this just today. It was time to do workout. I didn't want to. I was tired. I was unmotivated. I didn't want to do it. It seemed boring and unexciting and hard and all. Oh, I had every excuse. Discipline is how you talk to yourself. It's your self-talk when you have thoughts like that. Stephen Pressfield in The War of Art, he talked about that voice in our head that wants to pull us towards mediocrity. And that voice is in all of us, no matter what you're trying to achieve. And the bigger the thing you're trying to achieve, the louder that voice gets. But even if you're trying to do something simple, like do your workout today, that voice can show up. And so you end up with this conversation with that voice where it's like, oh, I don't want to. Yeah, well, we're going to do it anyway. I'm tired. Yeah, I hear you, but we're going to do it anyway. Yeah, but you know, we could just maybe do half a workout. No, we're going to do the whole thing. And you can come up with techniques that assist yourself in this dialogue. Mel Robbins has a cool technique where she should just count to five and do it. Don't give that voice time to talk. Don't give that voice an opportunity to say, oh, I'm tired. Here's all my excuses why I don't want to do it. Just count to five and do it. And what that really means is count to five and do the next thing, right? Because something even as simple as your workout, number one, you get dressed for the workout, and then you go to the place where you work out, and then you actually have to begin the workout, right? And then you find that once you begin, you'll do the whole thing, and you'll feel really amazing about it, and then comes the motivation at the end when it's not that useful, but that's how it works. Another technique that I use, especially when it comes to workout, my workout consists of a certain set of tasks. And I'll tell myself, okay, you're tired. I feel you. Take your time. You can have as long as you want. You can take as long as you want, but you are going to do all the things. But take your time. And I'll end up finding out that I really don't actually take that much longer. I'm just like, okay, well, I love me. I can take as long as I want. And in reality, I don't actually take that much longer. Because once I start actually doing it, it just all happens on its own, right? Why? Because the discipline begets the action begets the results feel good, then you feel motivated. So by the time I get about 2/3 through the workout, I'm feeling incredibly motivated. And now I want to finish, and now it's great, and I feel good, and everything's wonderful. So you don't even have to wait to the end of it to feel good. But this has to do with everything, whether you need to pick up that phone call or apply for that job on that website or talk to that person or do that loving action for your partner that you know you should, whatever it is, you can use this. It's about the discipline. It's not about the motivation. The motivation doesn't matter, and very often the motivation won't be there and you need to do it anyway. So to cultivate discipline, you want to cultivate discipline in every part of your life. And some parts of your life are going to be easier to start with than others, right? So a meditation routine, which you could start with a very simple one and say, I'm going to do 60 seconds. I'm going to do 1 minute. For 1 minute, I'm just going to breathe. And every time my mind wanders away from my breath, I'm going to bring it back and say, no, pay attention, we're breathing. And the mind wanders away and we bring it back, and it wanders away and we bring it back. And that mimics the discipline of that voice trying to pull you towards mediocrity and you pulling it back and going, no, we're going to do this. So that builds your ability, your skill set of having discipline with yourself. So that's a great place to start. Start with a meditation routine. Start with a workout routine. That's another great place that people start cultivating discipline in their lives. We're going to do the workout, and we're going to do it on this schedule. And that's what we're going to do, and we're not going to do anything different. I don't care what. And just making yourself take those steps. And the more you practice that, making yourself do those things, the easier it becomes to make yourself do those things. And then you get the results, and that is motivating in and of itself. And then you can move that discipline into your career and professional life as well. Whether you need to make that phone call, set up that meeting, apply for that job, talk to that VC firm, whatever it is. The scary stuff, right? Because that's the hard stuff. These are it's the hard things that we procrastinate on, that we keep waiting for the motivation, right? But sometimes it's even as simple as do the laundry, go buy the groceries, things like that. So that's the whole secret. And that's the secret that everybody from Jocko Willink to Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson and, used to be like McKinsey and all those guys, all the self-help folks, they all know that. And everybody you see who's successful, they all apply that. It starts with discipline. And this is your discipline over yourself. And it's incredibly empowering when you practice that and when that grows. And try it. And it gets easier over time. And I am here as an example to show you there will never be days where you're like, I feel motivated every single day all the time to do everything. I don't, but you'll get there. And those days will be fewer and farther between. Text me at my website. Let me know your thoughts and questions. And I hope this is helpful to you. See you next time.